No, I guess not. I guess he wasn't in that front house.
No,
Well, that still doesn't make any difference, though. I mean, at that time when they, Russia was taking care of the Galicia, wasn't it?
I don't know.
But you know they was.
Because I belong to Austria.
Yeah, that's all right. But Russia still predominated all over that. That's where the whole problem came. Russia still took care of all of that.
But Russia had Austria anyways, right?
No.
Not at that time?
No.
When was this?
Kaiser.
What year was this? Well, Kaiser was...
Kaiser was our president.
What year?
That was Germany.
Kaiser?
Oh.
What year?
In 1913, I was on over Europe.
Uh-huh.
In 1913, I come over here.
1913?
Yeah. In 1914.
That's why she had
I was Kaiser. I was our president.
The Kaiser was over top of you in Austria then.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
In other words, you wasn't part of Russia.
No.
But how?
I'm Russian, Catholic.
Greek Orthodox. Well,
Ukrainian Catholic. Yeah. But still, didn't Nikolai come over there and
no.
Take care of you people? Is that where that's where the war started, really?
Nikolai come over there to recruit for his union. That's why.
No, but Mom was even saying, you remember when you were saying that they were saying that there was going to be the fighting there? In Austria?
It was not I was over Europe.
No, I know that. But they didn't have the war. But you said that the war was coming.
Yeah.
Because,
1914,
the whole trouble started around 1914, I believe.
Yeah.
Because you say you came to this country in
1913. Yeah.
But there was no trouble there before.
No. No trouble. Just a maneuver was, that's all.
Well, that was it really. I was waiting.
That's right.
In other words, that's
all
it
was. That was the start of the revolution then.
Yeah.
It was a start.
Not
a
revolution.
It was a start, though.
When you came over to this country, the president that was campaigning for our president in this country,
yeah.
He was giving out dishes for campaigns, like he fought for his votes? Our president
in this country, yeah.
When you came over to this country.
I guess it was, his name?
Was it Harding?
Woodrow Wilson started.
I guess about that time, really.
Yeah.
I guess my history ain't so very good either.
When you come to this country, where do you go, Mom?
Huh?
Where do you come when you come to this country? You come by yourself or your sisters or what?
Yeah, by yourself. Yeah.
Well, how did you get from home? To what you say? You say you.
I come over to see my sister.
Yeah, but I mean, you had to. How did you get from where you lived, over to the boat. I mean, who sent you the money, or how did you get the money? Or?
My father and mother.
Oh, your mother, father and mother paid for it.
And my sister sent the shift
pass.
Where? You mean from here?
Yeah.
In other words, you see.
Yeah, but how did you travel? You were inland, right?
Huh?
I said you were inland, right?
You come over by train or by boat or?
A plane. And over here, I come over with the boat.
Yeah, but where did you leave for Europe?
Yeah,
from Germany? Bremen, Germany?
Bremen? I think I come on Bremen.
You come on the Bremen.
That's the name of the boat.
Yeah.
No, not the boat.
No, from Bremen.
From Bremen.
Germany. What boat did you come on?
Bremen. Hamburg.
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 Well, I see that because...
But you come from Hamburg, but on the Bremen then. Yeah, but how did you get from your... How did you get from your town to...
United States?
No.
You know, I mean, how did you get from your town to Hamburg?
By train.
Train.
In other words, it was a train from your place right straight? Then you didn't live, like you say, you live in a farm out in the sticks, it was 20 miles from town one time, you were saying. Did you say you lived 20 miles from a near city?
No, I never been over to Russia.
No, but you were saying that when you went to church, you had to go so far to go to church, it took you a whole day or something. Didn't you say that one time?
No, we have a church in our country.
You right in your town?
Yeah, my town, yeah. And then one Sunday, so like the first time on Sunday, the other town. And next Sunday, the Yibiga town.
Oh, I see. But what you had to do when it was in the other town, you went to the other town?
Yeah, we walked.
Walk?
Yeah.
Is it far?
No.
No?
So like up from here to south.
Oh, no, that's not far. Here's all right. And nobody, and here they don't even want to walk around the corner.
No, yeah, that's fine.
Yeah. Because I know you were saying that when you went to church, it took you pretty near the whole day by the time you went there and come back again.
Yeah.
By the time you walked there and come back again.
Must be on the other
side. Oh, an hour and a half.
An hour and a half to walk there, an hour and a half to walk back.
Right.
An hour in church, that's half a day.
Right, that's for half a day, right.
But that town, like you say, you came from Gribo, is that right?
See, my town, Vies Perunca.
Well, that's right, West Perunca, that's right.
What's town? Florinca.
That's the post office.
Yeah.
Post of Florinca.
Powiat Gribo.
Powiat Gribo. That's a town, like south old town?
Yeah, it's like New York.
The biggest city. Suffolk County, maybe.
Yeah. Powiat Gribo.
Powiat Gribo.
Austria.
Oh, it's a country.
Galicia.
Galicia. Yeah. In other words, it should have been Galicia, Austria then.
Yeah, Austria and Galicia.
See, because looking at the map.
That's an address?
Really? Well,
and when you go through Europe, this is where you're going?
Huh? Well, according to Mom, the city's no longer there.
See, okay. I was going to say, somebody live over there. So no, I know address. They live over there. They live because we are spending a couple of stuff, Lorraine, a couple of years, they live. And after was Maria Polska.
After the war. That's when they gave it. They took it away from Germany and Austria, Germany and Russia, and they gave that, made one poem, one great big.
Yeah, Maria Polska.
All right, now just for a few seconds here. I want to see what we got so far. And now we'll continue, all right? But I just want to see if I was getting everything down on tape. Now, like you say, that is your address, but that town is no longer there.
No more.
West Perunca is not there. Is there any town there that resembles that. Now, what, you have brothers, you have family over there.
No, no,
where do they live? Where does...
One brother behind a barbed wire.
He can't be still behind the barbed wire.
Somewhere over there, I don't know, I look at it from there for me.
Oh, I see.
I don't know, he live in the lot.
Uh-huh.
Because my sister, she says she don't know it.
Uh-huh.
And two brothers die.
Which ones are that?
The younger than me.
Which ones?
Julian.
Julian died, and yes. Who else?
And Yuriko.
Yuriko, and the one behind the iron curtain or behind
yes,
the barbed wire?
No, I don't know what his name is. My brother's name. I forgot his name.
Well, you put it down. I have it down on a piece of paper. You told me.
Million.
Yeah. I know that because I have it on a piece of paper. Now, those three, where did they live? I mean, where did the other two live? The ones who died there.
One died in Russia.
Whereabouts?
Yuriko.
Yuriko, whereabouts in Russia? Any potatoes?
I don't know.
No.
Because we never had it to my ear.
Oh, I see. Uh-huh.
We can get it from
him.
I really am. He died from my ear. Hold on.
Uh-huh.
From my ear. Wasn't
but you don't know where he died
no.
here. Nobody know. Nobody. He never had no mail. But they all have families, though, don't they?
Yeah, we got it.
And, What is their name? Is that Adonyek or?
Yeah,
Adonyek, right. They're all Adonyek.
Mm-hmm.
And the ones that's living, live where? Who's living?
Who's living?
Yeah.
My one brother lives and my sister lives.
Annie?
Not Annie.
Yevdokia. Yevdokia. Well, that's your real sister.
Yeah.
That's not your half-sister.
No.
Annie is your half-sister.
Yeah.
Annie's your half-sister. Yeah. This Yevdokia, is she still living there?
Yeah.
Does she live near your hometown?
No.
No? Nowhere near there?
Nobody, not one.
I mean, how far? How far away does she live?
The Poland.
Yeah, but how far from where she...
I don't know.
You don't know? But that's the one that they have the address from.
Yeah.
Annie has her address. You have the address too?
I got it somewhere, I don't know.
Well, when you see, look around sometime, you see if you can find it.
Polish. Polish or Ukrainian.
Yeah, but I mean, they wrote Polish and Ukrainian,
yeah.
I mean, whatever it is.
Yeah.
Right now, I guess...
I know, find them somewhere, I'm going to send them to my sister tonight.
Oh, what will you do that? When you next time you talk to Annie, you call her what you say. You call her up.
She doesn't call me because I don't call her.
Oh no, yeah. You say you call her once a month. She calls you twice a month, right?
Yeah.
All right. So when she calls you, you ask her if she'll write it down where they are. You know.
Maybe.
Well, never mind. Sorry. Sit down. Sit down. We're going to talk tonight. We're going to talk.
Eudine.
Eudine, you know where Eudine is? Eudine.
Well, there she has a different pronunciation
for that. Yeah, I don't know.
No, it's overseas, yeah. Her sister, my cousin wrote, and she says that Mom's town was close to Eudine.
Eudine. Eudine. What were some of the big towns around your hometown?
That's so.
I mean, well, Gribo was the biggest town, but no big towns around other towns?
And Tayyem. And Hran, Tayyem, mother called it Tayyem. Hran, it's called Hranesa. Was the Austria, the Galicia, and Germany, that was Mishlovich.
In other words, the way I take it, you was down in the bottom corner between Austria, Germany, and Poland.
Yeah.
Right in that one corner, right real close.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we looked up on that one.
Did you find, Put Inco, you did you find that on there?
Well, quite a while ago. This has been quite a while ago. We looked it up.
You know, I was looking through the encyclopedias and I can't find anything on it.
We found it somewhere.
Did you?
Uh-huh.
But I couldn't find it. I looked for it in the encyclopedias and I couldn't find it.
I give him for one of the Jim, big book. I read the book. That was everything in that book.
For Jimmy?
Yeah, for Jimmy. And I told it to you, save for that book.
When did you give it to him?
Oh, a long time ago.
Did you hear that, Nettie? Did Jimmy get a red book from Mom? You ever recall
a
red book?
Red book. It was red because it was over here.
What, did it have maps?
Yeah, he had
all
maps.
Maybe
Atlas. Was it an American book?
Yes.
An American book?
Yeah.
You know, libraries should have these old atlases. You have to learn how to
Yeah. Well, I've got an old map down the saw.
I got
that was school, you know. For years back, see. And I'll dig it up. Now I'm getting some of this information and probably I'll dig it out and see where these things go.
How far was you from Vienna?
From Vienna?
Yeah.
Leave your voice down, Jim, but just turn on channel 8, 3 or 8, on your side.
I don't know, Walter, because
very
I was young. Not so far from Vienna.
Jim, she must have read on Augsburg then.
Or
around that way.
Augsburg?
Yeah, Augsburg. That's just probably Vienna off to a corner.
You were though in a mountain, don't worry. Where you lived was in a mountain, right?
Yes.
Yeah, high hills.
Oh yeah, but look from the hill over there.
Yes.
Yeah. I just heard there was a point.
Did you have a lot of snow there?
Yeah. We go to feel like we
sick.
We go to Krakow.
Krakow?
Yeah, hospital.
Well, Krakow was in Poland, right?
No, Austria. Sure.
Krakow.
That was
hospital. How far was that from your home?
Oh, one day to go.
Well, walk you mean?
No, a horse.
A horse, one day by horse?
Yeah.
Well, so that would say maybe like from here to Riverhead?
Yeah.
No,
because come back.
Okay. Well, still even traveling 20 miles by horse, if you're a farm horse.
They don't go very fast.
You don't go very fast, you can almost walk.
About 4 miles an hour. It's about 20 miles.
Yeah.
I got no ladders, so I'm going to go get it.
Yeah. Well, you could if you want, but then it doesn't really matter. I guess we'll try to come with it. And your father, or our grandfather, right?
Yes.
He was little, when you was little. In other words, your first mother, you say you're from one mother and Annie's from another, right?
She's from his mother. I'm second mother.
Oh, you're from a second mother. In other words, he married twice.
Yeah.
And you're from the last family. And your mother, what's your mother's name?
Like the old country, Paraska, Patricia.
Paraska.
I call it Patricia.
And your father?
My father, Gregory.
Gregory, that's George.
Yeah.
The same as George.
Gregory, he called him Gregory, but over here, he called Gregory.
Anna is older than you?
Anna?
Yeah.
Sure, because she's for first mother. I'm from second mother.
Who's the oldest in the family from a second mother? You are? And all the rest of them, Julian and
Julian,
they're all younger than you.
Yeah. So Julian died younger, and you die younger.
You say, we get back to when you was little, and the people said that they were going to have a lot of fighting over there. You remember when you said that?
Yeah.
Now, what kind of statue was it that they buried?
Statue, I don't know.
You don't know?
No.
You don't know what kind of statue that was at all?
No.
But what do you remember of your thing when you were small? You know, I mean, what do you remember about your hometown and everything else? You say you left there.
How'd you live? How'd you live on in a house, you know, in a house and home and stuff like that? What'd you do?
Nothing.
They had a ton of feet blocks away.
I mean, did you farm?
Did you have a farm or anything like that?
Some like over here on the river farm from south. Just for winter.
Just for yourself?
Yeah.
In other words, you didn't sell nothing or you...
No,
what did your father do?
I never, yes. Like some of the time I was over, we go to some pick at the mushrooms. They gave me those salad over here, they and strawberry, raspberry, blackberry, and we sell.
Oh, where'd you pick them?
In the bushes.
Oh, in the woods?
Yeah.
Wild? Everything was wild?
Yeah. Seeds away, carrot, trees, and that grow by the bushes.
Well, I can understand mushrooms growing by themselves in the woods, but strawberries, somebody had to plant them, right?
No, you know, no.
Just wild strawberries.
Yeah.
And you sold the berries.
Yeah.
And from that you bought...
Sometimes we go to a work at a rich guy who
pays.
Priest, we go work for nothing.
Would he pay anything or what?
No. And he would put the bushes, so he go work and he give you to pick it raspberry and blackberry.
Oh, I see. In other words, you work for him and he let you go on his way and pick the stuff.
Yeah.
But he never paid you nothing.
No. And you sell it. You sell it 20 cents at the quart.
Not 20 cents. What you getting money?
Yeah.
Oh, not 9 cents.
What's it, Dwarfs Kopeki? What was your money?
Dwarfs Greitzari.
Dwarfs Greitzari?
Yeah.
That's 20 cents.
Yeah.
What did your father do, grandfather?
He was going both of the houses. He never stayed home.
Never stayed home?
He's a carpenter?
Mm-hmm. He was good to carpenter. He did everything.
So that's probably where some of our talent comes from now. What's that? I gotta find out where all these things are.
And like over here, he make a bed. Himself a beautiful bed. Wood bed. It's a full of nails.
Nails, right. All pegs.
No nails.
Just pegs. Pegs, right. Tongue and groove pegs.
Uh-huh.
Like a log cabin.
And they had straw roofs.
Just like a man with a profession like that would make
out
pretty good, so they didn't have to grow their own
vegetables. Well, that's what we're trying to tell you. I mean, the whole family should get together right now and do the
yeah,
same
just
thing.
Be quiet and listen to me for a minute. He comes Saturday and he goes Sunday.
Come Saturday and go Sunday?
Yeah.
In other words, you had a father and you didn't have a father.
Yeah.
In other words, it was almost as bad as Pop, right?
He said
right?
Home,
so in other words, you hardly ever saw him.
Summertime. Winter time, he make it the wood dishes.
Wood dishes?
Yeah.
Mold.
Wood dishes.
What hand carve it all out by hand?
Yeah, with a hand. Yeah.
What did Grandpa make in pay building these houses, Mom?
I don't know.
No idea?
I don't know how you think. Because I know.
Well, I mean,
he never say nothing to him.
Did you live pretty good? I mean, did you have plenty to eat and plenty...
See, I have told you. Any stop it then.
Huh?
Stop.
It's no. Were you going to say something that you're not supposed to say or what?
No. See, any mother, she was drinking too much. Not any mother. Mm-hmm. And the father go to work, and he have a farm. He could have a pretty good, not like we say farm. And he hire somebody to do that. person, because I guess he make it good money to build the home. And she labor, say, and homeowner drink it, and he was not home. And she have it made for her. And that made it with fire and the but the wood fire and the stone. And she took out the ashes. And she told the you say
No,
that's not it. I don't want to waste. You see a fire, it'll be here, little bit. She says, speak under that fire and take it down, like the whole country, take it down like a ceiling. She says, like, over the hill, over the hill. And that, and she go to her mother and his grandmother and started fire more and more and more. And everything going up, everything, nothing left. I mean, that's all he's left, but he here with him, and he when he come home. And he here with the big, piece of land, so she drink it, and she drink it, that land.
Is that why you was always singing that, because you watch his channel?
Yeah. And she drink it, there was nothing fun. And he no have nothing, because Joe took it everything. Because he said, this one she took it, this time she took it. And after that, she no have nothing. So she drink it, but she have it in her heart. And dress or scoy, so she drink. And like she died to my mother, and then she married with him, with my father. And she. Everybody left and they say, you marry with that guy and you know, got nothing, and then you dress, waited, and the salon, like the courts, the salon. See, everything in it. So my mother go, he have a couple of pennies, but he take it at the dresses home, because everybody was left, see. No, he would not.
So when your mother married him, he was penniless, really. I mean, he had nothing, and he started out just...
And he built a house. Somebody gave him a piece of land. And he paid $3 a year for that grandma to build a home. And he lived like that.
What do you mean $3? Are you talking...
Course.
Yeah, right.
$3 to $3.
Yeah, but then he made good money though after did he buy a lot of land afterwards?
Yeah.
Then he bought, kept buying.
In summertime, build homes. And wintertime, make a big stove, there's a stove like you have with open in Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
A wood stove for 3 years. And wood dishes and wood spoon. He does make it. And make it the wood shoes.
And did you wear wood shoes yourself too?
No. Guy buy it from him.
What? I mean, what did you wear?
What? With the shoes?
Yeah.
Guy buy it.
Yeah, but what do you go, barefooted?
No, man, he got a shoe, see?
Yeah, but how about you? What do you wear? Did you,
Daddy buy it, leather.
Leather shoes. Oh, yeah. I see. In other words, he sold those wooden shoes
and he buy a piece of leather, and he
makes I see. In other words, he was more craftsman and more... ways than one. In other words, he worked with leather, worked with... In other words, I guess, in those days...
Why not?
In those days, a person had to do everything in order to survive, really. To make your own clothes, too, or...?
No.
No, you didn't buy it. You bought it for your own
clothes. Well, we try to tell these women that the children are raised.
I know.
You know, I try to tell them.
You live good, real good then.
No, we wasn't believing.
For poor people, for poor people, you live very good.
Yeah.
But Connie married you, you had no shoes?
No. I still have no shoes.
And I married Blanche, you had no shoes?
No.
She still had no shoes.
For the fifth joint, she buy it the, what did they have?
Boots.
Boots?
I like a boot for you, Auntie.
Well, how did the people dress, I mean, those days?
Dress up,
I mean, did they have fancy clothes with a lot of knitting, a lot of fancy?
Oh, make it themselves.
Yeah.
Buy it,
crochet?
Make it themselves.
Yeah, but I mean, did they crochet a lot? And what do they call it?
I'm not saying my mother never gonna say to crochet.
No.
Well, really,
no. I mean, you know that fancy dresses that they make with all kind of embroidery?
No.
You didn't wear?
No, Russia didn't make it.
Oh, yeah. But in your place, it didn't, huh? In other words, they had more or less plain dress.
Yeah.
Really? Then you really didn't come from a poor family, then?
Me, I am not come. I become a like a poor.
Well, not really poor. I mean, the.
We have a friend. They eat and friends. Oh,
that's not poor.
Yeah, but there was other people worse than you, though, right?
Huh?
There's a lot of people worse than what you were.
Yeah, I was way good with you.
No, but I mean,
worse.
They were worse.
Yeah, I was not in a place for 3 years. I was 11 years. I go in a place, put in the back to $10, I think.
$10
rubles. $10.
$10.
$10. $10. $10. $10.
$10. $10. $10.
Yeah.
And your food.
And what'd you do?
What'd you have to do?
Go over take a cow.
Oh, take care of the cows?
Yeah.
So you yourself worked on a farm then? Or some kind of a farm?
Know what you do?
No, I take a cow.
What they do over there, everybody's got a cow. So they take them into the village square. One person takes them up to the mountain.
Yeah, I give cow. You got a cow or 2 cow. Another way there people got a 2 cow. They take care of it. See, my mother have a cow, so I took it and take care of it.
In other words, you take care of 5 cows then?
Yeah.
I see.
Is that where that lightning storm comes in? Where you said about the cow with the lightning?
Huh?
What did you say about the cow when you were with the lightning?
The lightning?
Yeah.
Don't say that because I scare you. This time I scared of the thunder.
What happened over there? One lightning thunder. With the cows. You told me about the thing with the cows.
I say like the cow, yeah.
Yeah, what happened?
What happened?
Yeah.
I go through the cow. My land, see, I was say like. See, cow was like that. Must stay over here. And bushes was like that over there. And I stay like that and hold my cow. And that lightning go through my leg, through the cow leg, need a bit stomach, and hit the tree.
Just like that?
Yeah.
And you stand to wait for that?
What happened to the tree?
Burned.
It burned?
Well, I mean, doesn't that seem strange to you that lightning would go
past you,
parallel to the ground? Like that?
I wish a chain, like a chain. Regular chain.
Lightning?
Regular
chain lightning.
Like a chain. See? It goes through my leg, through the cow where I am, stomach, and it's a thing.
Well, then over there in the wintertime, you used to sleep on the top of the stove.
On the top of the stove?
On top of the stove. You used to sleep on top of the stove?
Yeah.
Well, see, these are pieces that we're putting together, really.
Now, over there, what they mean by a stove, they got a big fireplace. That's open and all.
A wood, clay stove.
Like a big oven.
What's it, like a big... It's a big thing made out of clay?
Yeah.
Rocks.
Yeah, but what do they use for the top? How about the top?
They don't.
He put it... I don't know what the... He put it to him. So when you build a home, he put a big tree, like that around all the world, and put the clay on the top or something, I don't know, and burn with that wood. pay three. Before get dry, they put it plenty. They make the bread, the bake the bread in that stove, and cook it in that stove, everything.
In other words, what you're saying is this, that when they make the stove, they make it, they put the clay down, put the tree in there, and then they burn the wood out.
Yeah.
And then what's left is the stove.
Yeah.
In other words, actually, I feel like this is the same thing like over here when they made brick years ago.
Yeah.
Brick was all not cured. Things were stacked around in a dome, like a honey dome.
Yeah.
A beehive. They light a fire in it, and they heat this brick up and they bake the brick.
Right.
That's the same thing over there.
That's
they
pretty darn clever,
they
you know.
They take a bunch of branches and trees and put it inside like a haystack. And then they mound this clay over top of it while it's still wet. And then when
they heat it when they burn it out.
And they just cures the...
It's supposed to be slick.
Cures the
work on it. Not only cures it, but it burns out. The wood burns out and leaves a hole in there.
The wood burns out, but it also heats the clay up like ceramic.
Oh,
yeah. Like pottery.
Yeah.
So in other words, you've got a big pottery oven.
Oh, he takes about a week
to burn that up.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
And it can keep burning by itself slow, huh?
Yeah.
How big was it? I mean, how big was the stove that they made?
Like a couch, bigger, like a couch.
About as big as a couch?
Yeah, like a couch, big one.
That long, about as long as a
stove. Long?
Yeah.
How big?
Yeah, long.
And how wide?
How wide? You can sleep three in the stove.
On top.
Sleep three on top?
Yeah.
On top of the lid.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But they just had the chimney up, right?
Yeah.
The stove itself went up to the second floor.
Stove goes up to the second floor?
No, ain't on the second floor. The first floor, not
the first floor.
Yeah. No, you know, got it second
floor. But it goes up pretty high.
Yeah, you know, it was like that.
But you didn't stick down low, you stuck it high.
I fall down, he make it like a bench.
Ledges, yeah.
So like that.
Yeah.
And he make a bench like that. I fall down from that stove and that bench. And from bench in the floor, I'll break my arm.
Break your arm?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Sure.
In other words, then it was pretty high then.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's about like here?
Oh, no.
No?
Lower.
About this high, you say, about like
yeah.
that?
Yeah.
I'll say about 3.5 feet, 4 feet.
But like
like that cabinet over there?
Huh?
Like that buffet there?
Okay. A little higher
than that?
Yeah.
So I'll say you're close to 4 foot high then?
Yeah.
And what did you do, put the wood in from the front?
Mm-hmm.
When you light it?
Yeah.
And then you had like oven, you say, on the side? Well, you're burning on both, you would burn on both sides or just one side?
Just the one side.
Uh-huh. You burn
it? Hot, so you take it fire, just leave it hot ash.
Uh-huh.
And for make it bread, put the bread in there.
On top of the hot ashes?
Yeah.
Oh, I see.
And then on the outside, I used to bake the dry the meats and the grain.
Is that where you learn how to, like, make, when we made kielbasa over the other house, you used to dry it behind the stove pipe? That's how you used to cure that kielbasa over there for the winter?
Yeah.
Oh, it used to smell good.
I wish I could taste it now.
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
How about snow over there, Mom?
Huh?
How about snow? What the winter's like?
Awesome.
What would you do during the winter time?
Snow.
Well, what do you do during the winter time when it snows?
Nothing.
Stay in the house?
Yeah. We can't do nothing during the winter time.
Have to dig a tunnel from the house to the barn to feed the cows?
That's a cow in the window, I'll tell you.
The same building?
Same building. That's a bedroom.
And you used to use the animals to keep them warm?
Like to wear, too cold. Like to throw too much frozen, they can't take the window frozen.
Yeah.
You have to bring a cow in the house.
Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm.
You bring the cow in the house?
Mm-hmm.
Chickens too?
Huh?
Chickens too?
Whatever kind.
Chicken,
yeah.
Any kind of
animal you brought them in.
Yeah.
Well, how did you have a big house or was it?
Not too big, not too small, just
Well, would you say it's best?
The kitchen, like kitchen door was big.
Something like your kitchen here?
Even bigger.
Bigger than his kitchen?
Mm-hmm. And the room, bedroom, was the papa and mama sleeping, and we sleeping in the bed in the kitchen.
Something like the size of Jim's house?
Huh?
Something like the size of Jim's house?
Oh, Baker's.
Bigger than Jim's house.
Mm-hmm. But you only had two rooms?
Yeah, just two rooms. Where did you keep the animal?
Right in the house.
In the kitchen. Right in the kitchen.
In other words, your kitchen there was probably about as big as these two rooms here then. In other words, it was probably, say, 30 foot long and about 15, 16 foot wide, huh?
Yes.
Did you have wood on the floors, Mom, or dirt floors or wood floors?
Wood.
You had wood floors.
Oh, a floor?
Yeah.
Floors,
no.
Yeah.
No wood.
No wood?
No, the clay.
Clay floors?
Mm-hmm.
Well, what'd they do? Was that dirt? Is that the kind of dirt that you had there? Or
yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Or did you
pack it down?
Oh, you kept packing the dirt down?
Yeah. Yeah.
Is that what everybody did there? I mean, everybody
lived
the same way?
Yeah.
Everybody lived the same way.
Yeah.
And the outside of the house is made out of wood?
Historic. Yeah.
A house
that's a lock. A big one.
Made out of logs?
Yeah, it seemed like a cabin over here.
Oh, yeah?
Cabin.
He had a big tree, huh?
Yeah. I still put it this way.
Yeah, they notch him on the end, right?
Yeah.
How about bathroom, Mom?
Huh?
What about bathroom?
Outside.
Well,
it's too cold for the animals, but you can go outside
and
go to the bathroom?
Yes.
Oh, I've done it one time when you go to the bathroom, right, you know, in the house.
Outside. They go outside.
Outside.
Yeah.
But the cows come in.
Yeah. The cows
don't
stink.
Cows don't stink?
Yeah, like
come on, Mom.
Oh, boy.
Well, you know what happened over there, actually? If the cows and chickens got frozen to death, and the people
there was stopped too, right? Yeah.
So they had to bring it into
animals come first, right?
My father, he don't have it in the house cow.
No.
Because it was a woman coming up, but my eyes was in a place over there for three years. So he had it in the house.
Well, did you on your roof of your house, you had straw, right?
Huh?
Straw for the roof?
No. The shingles
for the roof.
Gone. Over here for the shingle, over there, Gonte.
What's that?
Gonte.
Gonte?
Yeah.
Were those shingles made out of clay, too?
No.
Wood? Wood.
Wood.
Well, how did they do, like your father, did he cut the logs up and make his own shingles?
Yeah. No, I guess, I don't know either. Because he bring it home already made.
Oh, he brought it home already made. They didn't have no sawmills or anything like that.
They just, like they mother built the house, they used like a wagon, a wagon.
Yeah.
So he cut it, see, one up, another down, see, and they cut it like that, see,
from the long ways.
Uh-huh.
Like a clapboard, like on a house here. Like on a house here.
Yeah,
but not small shingles.
Yeah, it cut a block.
Yeah, right, long ones.
No, two pieces. So when the one guy cut it, they hold it to the handle up. I had the one downstairs. They got the one, pull it. They push it down, the other one up. Like my father would say, up, but you push it down, this one from bottom, push it up. And cut it like that.
With what?
Shake a bit saw, like that.
What kind of saw?